All right, guys, welcome back to Beyond the Barbell. I am Ben Alderman.
And I'm Blair Morrison. We are joined by the one, the only, Phoenix Phillips. This is somewhat of a wonderkind. Phoenix is a four-time youth national championship competitor in weightlifting, two-time junior national competitor in weightlifting, holds the Texas state record in the 62-kilogram weight class for clean and jerk, and he was 30th in this year's CrossFit Teen Open. Phoenix also was a member of the Anywhere Fit Grease Trip last summer.
And, on a lesser note.
I want to just put that in as one of his many accomplishments.
High up there on the list.
But yeah, it's high up on the list. Anyways, we're happy to have him here. Phoenix, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, it's kind of exciting to have you out here in California. You know, you just made the trip, I guess, a few days ago to come out here and hang out with Blair for the most part and shadow him and get some experience, but really cool having you out here.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm glad to be out here for the summer.
Yeah. So what brought that about? I'm just kind of curious, you know, before we get into your accomplishments in weightlifting, what brought that relationship about?
Well, it was a Progenix connection. I was looking for help on the Anywhere Fit Grease Trip with media. So I reached out to our friends at Progenix, Paul and Chris and Kevin. And it was Chris specifically that said, hey, you got to check this kid out from Texas. He's kind of a savant, you know, he's young, not really, he's like, he takes his high school media class or whatever, but he's really, really good. And we've seen some of his stuff, you know, and so then he set up the meeting and really kind of just kind of blossomed from there. Right.
First time we met was at the games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we talked before then.
Yeah. So that was, that's how Phoenix came to be on the trip. And then coming around to this summer, I kept in contact with him and, yeah, I just called you out of the blue, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago and just asked if you wanted to come out to California for the summer.
Yeah, it was kind of a shock at first. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't have, like, most kids my age don't get opportunities like this. So I was very happy. At first, it was kind of like, okay, Blair's just pulling my leg. Like, he's joking with me. So once we had that offer and, like, it was like, okay, this is serious, you know, talk to my parents, you know. They talked with Blair. We got everything situated, and a couple months later, now I'm out here. So,
yeah, very cool. So you had to break away from all your training and whatnot. I mean,
yeah, I had programming and stuff that I stick to at home, but Blair is he's way better at a lot of like the endurance stuff and a lot of stuff I'm very bad at. So that was another thing I was very excited for this summer was that I get to work with somebody who knows far much more than I do and can teach me how to be better at, you know, endurance. Like the other day we ran to the gym, kicked my butt. Like, oh, I was like, oh, there he goes. Like he just took off, but it was good because he gave me somebody to chase and it kept me going. So.
Yeah, I've invited Ben many times to come on a run with me to the gym. Right, Ben? On the
trail?
But
I'm not 17 years old. I'm a little smarter. I know when to say no to you and when to say yes. So, you know, I just I'm not going to get in over my head. A four-mile uphill run does not sound like anything I want to.
It was about a four-mile uphill run.
Yeah.
Running back would have been a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, downhill.
Downhill seems a little bit easier. So, you know, I was creeping on your Instagram profile and just kind of looking at, you know, the things that you're about. And Blair mentioned all the weightlifting accomplishments and accolades. And how long have you been weightlifting?
I've been weightlifting for about 6 years now. I started in 2009. I'd started CrossFit. My parents had. And
just for our listeners, that would have made you 12 years old when you started?
Yeah, I was 11. I was almost 12, or I just turned 12, somewhere around that range. It gets confusing. It was a long time ago. But
for you, it's a long time ago. Yeah. For us, it seems like just the other day.
It was a long time ago. My parents had started CrossFit, and they're like, hey, like we really like this. They're like, would you like to join? I was about a month in, and my dad was like, hey, he was like, you need to start trying these Olympic lifts. You know, they're always on the wads. He's like, you should get better at them. They have a good coach here, so you should learn from him. That coach just so happened to be Chad Vaughn. For everybody that doesn't know Chad Vaughn in the weightlifting world, he is, I believe now it's 9-time American champion, 8-time as a senior, 1-time as a master. He holds the American record in the clean and jerk for the 77-kilo weight class at 430 pounds. So
he knows, I mean, what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's a
decent coach.
Yeah, I mean, he's all right. I mean, but started with him, me, and one of my buddies, and then one of the girls that was at the gym who was about our age, and we were his first kid athletes. Before that, he had just been coaching, you know, adults here and there, and so we were hit like his guinea pigs, you know what I mean? It's cool because now there's a lot of athletes coming in, and we get to see the fine-tuned version of what we kind of went through. So, yeah, 6 years ago, I was doing a lot of sports, you know, baseball, football, you know, basketball, I was doing everything. But during the off-season, I would always be at Chad's lifting and doing the technique. Even back then when we were doing it, I mean, it was very light, you know. We weren't maxing at all. First time I ever maxed was my first meet, which was probably about a year in. You know what I mean? So very light, lots of technique, 15-pound bar. You know, we weren't strong at the time. So, I mean, that was very essential, I think. I look back at it, and, like, that was a huge, you know, stepping stone for us to become lifters that we are now. So, yeah, all the weightlifting credit always goes to Chad. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be where I'm at now without him.
Did it seem like all those practices and all those lifts were translating into your sports that you were playing outside of the gym?
It did. It was funny because when I was still playing soccer at the time, I was a defender, and one time this kid had like a breakaway and went, chased him down, saved it from scoring. And after the game, one of the dads had come up to him. He's like, "What has your son been doing? Like it just knocked the dude down." And like, I wasn't tired after games, like, just being more explosive within movements, you know, being more conditioned than most of the other kids. Like, it was definitely a slow process, and even now, you know, it can always get better at those things, but it definitely translated. When freshman year and even middle school, when we go up in the weight room, nobody knew what they're like, "Hey, it's time to power clean." I would do a power clean. They're like, "What are you doing? Squat all the way." And I'm like, that's a squat clean. That's not a power clean. You know, even the coaches didn't even know as much as I knew as a 13-year-old kid. So that was a little different, and that was a little weird, but it definitely translated into a lot of sports.
At what point did you kind of start to veer away from those more traditional sports? I mean, I know weightlifting in most, you know, young athletes kind of starts to pick up around 13, 14 years old, right? When you're kind of getting ready to go into high school. If it hasn't started already, if you have like a, you know, athletic family, maybe you're doing stuff at earlier, but usually kids just use weight training to get better at football or get better at soccer or baseball, whatever. Like, at what point did you say, "All right, I'm not trying to get better at football anymore. I want to get better at weightlifting"?
Yeah. Over the years, so when I started, like I said, I was playing a lot of sports. Every single year, it seemed that one would drop off, you know, drop off basketball, drop off baseball. Then I was just doing football, and believe it was football, and then I was doing some track. I was doing some pole vault and stuff like that. So freshman year, after like two games into the football season, we'd won both games. I remember going to my parents and just saying, like, "I don't want to play anymore. Like, I want to quit. Like, I just want to go. I want to lift and do CrossFit." And they made me finish out the season, and I'm glad they did. But it was truly just the love of both of the sports. Like, with football, I liked it just because, you know, you're out there with the bros, you're out there hanging out. You know, I still am friends with those guys today, even though I don't play football. Like, that's a connection that you can't break. But, like, the sport itself, I didn't enjoy it. And, like, my dad was a football coach for 20 years. So, like,
dad's a football guy.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Poor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, like, I'd grown up, like, literally on a football field. Maybe not playing, but I was always there. Friday night lights, top of the stadium, watching dad, you know. And I guess because I was always behind the scenes, like, I wasn't really fazed by the whole, like, being a jock, being popular, doing that. Like, I just wanted to be better. And so with CrossFit and Olympic lifting, you could physically see yourself getting better. Like, you do maxes, you do workouts, like Fran and stuff like that. You get times. So you can come back at a later date and beat that time. And it's just about getting better. You know what I mean? Like, you can physically see yourself, and it was just trying to push myself to be the best athlete I could be. With football, like, it's fun. It's more of like a game. But, like, for me personally, I loved going in the gym, getting smashed, you know what I mean? Doing the lifts, trying to get better technique, watching good lifters like Chad. I'll still watch Chad's videos today and just, like, wonder, like, how the crap does he do that? Like, from the PVC pipe to his world or his American record, it looks the same. So just chasing to be like the best athlete I could be was kind of what brought me away from those other sports, just the love of them, just doing them.
You mentioned, you know, Chad Vaughn, and you mentioned like your dad and his coaching and of, you know, football or being around the football program and stuff. You know, other than those two guys, do you have a, you know, anybody who's really been an influence in your life that you can think of right now?
Dave Tillman, he's been doing my program for about the past 2 years. He's definitely helped me. He made me make that next step. When I stopped doing football and all that, my dad had done his programming before, and he was like, hey, like, if you're really serious about this, you know, go talk to this guy. So shout out to Dave Tillman and CrossFit Cedar Park. He really kind of took me under his wing, did his programming. I've done his programming. This is the first time in a long time that I haven't. And he kind of, we did that next step. You know, being in my gym, our gym isn't very competitive. So a lot of the times I'm working out by myself, or I'll have a lot of friends like Noah Duran or like Kyle Shipp, who are my buddies that come and work out with me all the time. And like those guys are always pushing me. But a lot of the times, like gymnastics movements and stuff, is like we don't have that in our normal programming because we don't have as much experienced athletes. So like putting those in my training, making me comfortable with, you know, strict gymnastics and gymnastics, you know, under fatigue, and adding more heavier stuff. And, you know, he definitely played the programming to me because, you know, I'm a teen. There's not too many teens out there. Like most of the programming he's doing it for, you know, regional athletes or, you know, top level guys. So, you know, he's definitely helped me a lot in my CrossFit career.
Just because you brought it up, the difference between like a regional athlete and a teen athlete, obviously there's some teen athletes out there that are just about as legit as some of the individual competitors. And like, there's been a lot of talk, you know, from some of the older athletes in the sport being like, man, wait till you see this next generation, because they've pretty much grown up on it. You know, like you said, you've been doing CrossFit and weightlifting since you were 12. Like, you're 6 years in. There's some athletes that are at, you know, that aren't 6 years in until they're in their 30s. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how much better can you guys get? Like, what do you, like, is there a big movement from your perspective, like on social media, the people that you know in competition, the people that you're looking at on the leaderboard? Like, how big is that teen movement in CrossFit? And like, how big is the teen movement in weightlifting? You know, because I feel like it's getting bigger.
Yeah, the teen movement, especially since the start of the teen divisions, has been huge. Like, I would say most people, like before they had the teen division, we were training for the games. That was the goal. There was no teen division. There was no, you know, there's teen competitions, local ones every now and then. But for the most part, you know, you're training for the games. You're doing muscle ups. You're doing these high level movements because those are the movements that are going to be in the games. It's like
just hoping to get invited.
Exactly. Yeah. You're trying to put yourself in the best position possible that if those movements come up, you're ready for them. Just like, you know, with the games or regionals. So when, you know, the teen division came up, I really don't think that changed much. People still will train the same way they did before. But definitely the coolest thing it has done is it's made the teen world a little bit smaller. Like, you can put a magnifying glass on it. Like, within social media, kids followed each other, but, you know, everybody posts their best stuff on, you know, their maxes, their PRs, their best times. The open was like a physical manifestation of like, hey, I know who that kid is, you know. I know they're good at that. I know I'm good at this. Like, I wonder if I can beat them. And so you have kids competing from all over the world and just, you know, doing the same workouts. And like, you actually get to see that. Back home, there's a couple teens, you know, like I said, that'll work out with me, you know what I mean? But most of my friends that I've met, luckily through, you know, competitions like weightlifting or CrossFit or through Progenics. And like, I'm blessed to know like a lot of guys that we had a whole squad at youth nationals, I believe it was last year. And like Dylan Contreras, Allie Parks, Juliana Hasselback, Kira Kruger, just all these guys like that are top level lifters and CrossFitters. And like, we actually get to meet each other, hang out, talk about, you know, what we do. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of like when you get home and you're home and you're at your gym, like you obviously love the people that you're there with and you train with, but it's kind of weird when there's nobody your age. You know, when you can meet somebody your age that has the same dreams and aspirations as you, like, it just makes that connection so much cooler. Like, those guys are my friends and will be my friends forever. Like, I love those guys. So definitely teen division, it's just made our world a lot smaller in the fact that we can connect to each other, whether that be via social media. If you're taking a vacation somewhere, you can always drop in at a box, meet somebody, and just keep in contact with them. So
Yeah, I feel like we have that. You know, the CrossFit community is very good about that. You know, we have, you know, common friends that they don't live around us, you know, but we stay close to them by their social media, and then we talk to them when we are in the same place, and it's like, I don't know, like you never really left hanging out with that person, you know, because you've been keeping up with their day to day, at least on the fitness side, right?
Yeah, and when events cycle around year after year, whether it's regionals or Wadapalooza or, you know, Barbells for Boobs events that you go to all the time as an advocate for that organization, you know, you see the same faces and it's like a reunion. And that's like always, it's always something to look forward to besides just the competition.
Yeah, it's like a family reunion, you know what I mean? You don't necessarily always get to see family all the time. Same time, same thing with those guys. Like, you know, it might be once a year, you know what I mean? But when you do get to see those guys, it's always a special time.
Right. And you mentioned that a lot of these kids your age that you've kind of formed a bond with at these different competitions have the same dreams and aspirations as you. What are some of those? You know, is this only a junior thing, or are all these kids like looking forward to being in senior national competitions and going to like the professional level in CrossFit? You know, like what do those dreams look like for someone who's still in high school?
Yeah. For, I mean, I know for me personally, for me, it's like I said kind of earlier, you're just trying to be the best athlete I can be. If that means I get to compete at, you know, junior nationals and, you know, maybe one day compete at regionals, that's great. But, you know, it's all about, for me, like getting better. But those are definitely the goals. Those are like the physical things you can see. Like, hey, I've got better, you know, I've gotten good enough to where I can compete at regional. I've gotten good enough to where I can go and compete at the American Open. Like, these are all things. You know, obviously now with the teen division, like, that's a huge goal. Make it to, you know, the games as a teenager. But especially now that, you know, once you age out, you're back at, you know, the bottom really. Like, you're starting, you're in the big ocean with the big boys. Like, you're 18 and you got to compete against guys like you. And
a lot of big Ben Alderman sharks out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, chomp, chomp.
Like, I gotta do the open with you guys, like, next year. Like, that's, you know.
Hey, you didn't have any problem hanging with us on that stinking pull up, handstand push up, muscle up workout we just did.
Let's just hope that Castro programs that exact workout. In the open.
I'm like, I went unbroken on my first two elements, and then I'm like, I've got a nice little buffer on this guy.
She finished chasing you.
Yeah, like 10 seconds afterwards, he finished the workout like 10 seconds after me. Like, okay, well, yeah, good to know.
But I think that's also like a really good thing, too, is like being with people that are more experienced, being with people more older. Like, I probably couldn't find a single team that doesn't have a mentor or a coach or somebody that they can push after. Some of the best teenagers that you see at the top of the game always have either a training partner or somebody they can push towards. Like somebody like Angelo DiCicco training with Froning. You know what I mean? Like, that's the goal. Like, reaching, like, I mean, he trains with Froning every day. Like, that is what he's trying to get to is, you know what I mean? Like, that's the best you have in your area, so you're going to chase that. You know what I mean? And so, definitely, I think coaches and mentors and training partners are a huge thing, especially with teens. Because, like, if you are the best in your gym and you're beating everybody all the time, and, like, you probably get a little bit cocky. And then you go somewhere and you get your butt handed to you. It's like, how is that going to make you feel? Are you going to, like, sink down in a corner? Or are you going to toughen up? Or are you going to go try and beat some people?
Yeah, very true. I mean, I think that, you know, on our level, you know, Blair and I, we look at each other as ways to get better sometimes, you know, like we're friends. But, you know, when we train, I look at something that he's going to be good at, and he looks at something that I'm going to be good at, and he's going to try to stay as close to me as I can. And so, you know, you're always constantly be looking for that. And I think the same thing applies. I mean, as a teen, you know, you have, you know, those complexities of being, like you said, the big fish in a small pond type situation. Mm-hmm. But then as a teen, you don't have the life experience or the training experience to know exactly how to make sure you don't fall into maybe a certain trap, you know, a particular trap. So having those kind of people around you is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to touch a little bit more on weightlifting because, you know, having you here with, you know, being a 4 times youth national champion competitor or something like that.
Yeah.
I think I got that right. Yeah. Blair did better at that. He said he was going to make it smooth. So, you know, having you around, what is the weightlifting scene look like right now for young people? I mean, is it growing? Is it, you know, is it blossoming? It feels like it is, you know, but I mean, is there a lot of hype around it right now? Is it the same as like all these other sports that people are playing, you know, or does it have that kind of momentum? You know, what does it look like for you guys?
I think definitely because of CrossFit, there has been a huge pull to weightlifting and especially getting starting early. You know, CrossFit has their CrossFit weightlifting program that brings a ton of people in. But definitely in weightlifting itself, it's kind of funny because most of the top guy, or more on the female side, most of the top females you'll see, especially youth and junior wise, that at the top of the CrossFit game are also at the top of, you know, the junior and youth listing, like Maddie Myers, freaking crushing it. Games athlete, and I believe like Pan Am World team member, I forget, like she's probably all three of those. Like she's right. ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's definitely Rope bled climber. Over. Yeah. There's
that was just the tragic moment.
right.
Yeah, that was sad to watch. But yeah, definitely there. I mean, there's definitely a correlation there. Like people that are working hard. Like the thing is between Olympic lifting and CrossFit is they're both mentally tough, but they are completely different. You know what I mean? Olympic lifting is technique, you know, repetition, you know, like it, just because you are the strongest going into me doesn't mean you're going to win. You could bomb out, you could miss a lift, you could have a bad day. Like there's all so many different variations that help you practice for CrossFit and vice versa. So yeah.
Well, the other thing is, you know, I'm looking at is, you know, you live in Texas, mm-hmm. right? So football is obviously king there, right? I mean, yeah. like that's like Friday Night Lights is not fake. It's like, it's very much,
very much real.
I very, very, very real. Right. So, if you're walking around your high school campus, does somebody who's chasing, you know, weightlifting as a passion and as a hobby, are they starting to get the same kind of, you know, high school credit, you know, high school cred as the football team?
It's,
you know, or is it still way behind?
It's still definitely way behind, but I want to say, like, there's been me and one of my friends, shout out to Jake Bishop. He's been lifting with me forever. We both compete at the youth and junior level. And we've definitely brought a different like perspective to weightlifting. You ask most people in Texas, they have no idea what weightlifting is. They think you're talking about powerlifting.
How much you bench?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, if I had a dollar for every time somebody asked me that in high school, ooh, I'd be rich. So, but it's definitely brought more attention to the sport itself. Like we have tons of guys who like every time they max out in the weight room, I always have guys, first thing they want to tell me is, oh, hey, I PR'd my power clean. They're actually talking about squat clean, but they call it power clean. Hey, I PR'd my power clean. Like, I got this much. They're like, I still have trouble, like, squatting down with it. They're excited. They like the lifts. You know, I believe they started doing some overhead squats and some snatches in there. I've never seen them do it, but I could probably guess how that goes. But, like, there's definitely
like
been...
Like Blair.
Yeah. there's definitely been a lot more attention to it. And so I believe like when I was in the weight room and doing a lot of the weightlifting stuff, freshman year, you know, I was a small dude. And so as a small dude lifting, especially like power cleaning as much as some of the bigger guys, like you get attention, you get respect. So that has carried over throughout these years. And, it definitely brought a lot more attention to the sport. People, I mean, they might not do it, but I mean, it's definitely people know now kind of what it is.
Do you think that's translating to, like America's competitiveness at the world level? You know, like, cause in a lot of these countries, Russia's a great example. China's a great mm-hmm. example. Like kids are being trained to be weightlifters yeah. from a very young age. The yeah. technique, the repetition, the things you're talking about mm-hmm. are ingrained on almost an institutional level.
Yeah.
Now that we have CrossFit kind of bringing weightlifting to, you know, youth and junior level athletes, kind of like you're saying happened mm-hmm. for you. Do you think that we're going to be able to catch up and make up some of that gap? Because, you know, in recent history, we get waxed.
Yeah.
At these international events.
Yeah. I mean, easily at this point, you go into the steroid talk, but if you look at it at a, just a pure weightlifting standpoint, like you said, it's bringing kids in earlier. And that's really probably the most beneficial thing. If you can put down those fundamentals and get that technique down, then it's just about getting stronger. You know what I mean? So if you can ingrain that technique, have them hitting repetition, keeping up good mobility, that way they're not hindered when they're older, then you're going to have a lot of good lifters. You look at guys like some of our best lifters right now are youth or juniors. You have a guy like CJ Cummings, who's God knows what his clean and jerk is up to now, like darn near 400 pounds. Like, he's, like, in the 380s.
And how big is he?
He's a 69-kilo lifter. So
he's, like, 15 or 16 years old
yeah,
right now.
He's yeah, he's 15. Yeah, I want to say. He's still not
385,
16
yet. I think, is his clean so and jerk.
Yeah.
15 years old, weighs 160 pounds.
I know I'm going to get that pounds, wrong, but it's, like, yeah.
Yeah, 69 is...
That seems pretty legit.
Have you ever watched him lift?
No.
Dude, he doesn't move like us.
No.
He doesn't move like us.
Yeah, and that's the thing is... And that's the thing is you see,
in case you were wondering.
Yeah. You see guys who, especially... And it's cool to watch on the world level. More on the American level is you see guys who live more unorthodox, but still get the weight. And then guys who have very good technique, and that's why they have, you know, the numbers they do. But you look at guys like CJ Cumming, Harrison Morris, Matty Myers, you know... People that are doing really well and even making a name for themselves on the world level. And that's all because
they're still as juniors.
Yes, still as juniors and as youth. I believe Harrison has and CJ both have two more years of youths, and they're borderline about to break their youth records in their respected weight classes. I believe Harrison is 77. So, you know, let alone American, they're breaking senior American records as youths, as under 17 years old. If people didn't know, youth is 17 and under, and then junior is a little bit more variant, but it's about 18 to 20, maybe a little bit older. But it's ridiculous. And like, like I said earlier with training partners and stuff, like they have those American records set, and those are what they're chasing. They're like, screw youth records. Like, we're going for the big boys. So, yeah, I believe the future of American weightlifting is going to be really interesting. You're going to see a lot of kids, and it'll be a couple of years. Like, you know, I mean, the kids that are starting now, you know, when we get older, we're going to see them, and we're going to see, you know, the benefits of that and, you know, their teaching. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, man, it's really fun, like, sitting here listening to you talk about it. You know, like, it doesn't feel like when it comes to weightlifting or fitness, we're talking to a 17-year-old. Right, it feels like you were talking to somebody who's, you know, we're kind of chasing to keep up with, you know,
yeah,
when
you
it comes
know
to all the
a lot about weight,
yeah, the weightlifting world, man, you got it kind of you figured out. You know, that being said, I'm kind of curious, like, what drives you? You know, I know that you mentioned like you want to be the best, right? Like mm-hmm. you want to be the best version of yourself, and,
yeah.
and I get that, but where does that come from? What is really, you know, what really motivates you? You know.
Yeah, to go.
Yeah.
I would say a lot of it comes from my faith. I would say I, you know, be blessed with some talents, and who am I to not use those? Who am I to try and not use those in a positive way to speak to people, you know, to get their attention? You might not understand a single thing that I do, but if you're like, oh, hey, there's that kid. He likes to lift and stuff. He's always in a great mood. He always is up to talk. He's always to do stuff. That shows people a little light, and you can talk to them. You can, you know, preach to them a little bit and just let them know what you're about. So,
yeah, that's very cool. I mean, I think that a lot of times the main reason why you talk to a teenager and they don't know, you know, or they don't seem like you is just because they haven't found their purpose, right, in life. And it sounds like very clearly, you know, a lot of times, and it's like you don't have to find it by the time you're 17,
no.
But if you're blessed to have found that, you kind of adds a little bit of drive and a little bit of focus to your training and what you do. That's pretty cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the word that comes across to me. It's just extremely focused. Like, whether mm-hmm. it's about weightlifting, whether it's about, you know, your path spiritually, or I mean, you have this other talent that we talked about briefly during the introduction of, like, you know, videography and something mm-hmm. that you're doing all the time just because you love it, and this
yeah.
artistry. And you're extremely focused when it comes to that. So I think like Ben's alluding to, that's pretty rare in someone that's, you know, still in yeah. high school. You know, like, you don't have a lot of life experience to hone that sort of focus down and to decide what things you love and what things you can kind of do without. So I got to think that for you, you don't have that many peers who are like have the same mentality and the
yeah.
same interests that you do. Like, what is that like for you going through? You said you have friends from football and stuff, that,
mm-hmm.
but they're going different directions.
Yeah,
you know, like, are you the kind of kid that's like done with the? You're like, you're ready to be done with high school like 2 years ago, or are you still finding time to like enjoy being a kid?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely like people all the time. Like, there's, I mean, I'm in high school, so like the whole, you know, drugs, partying, all that stuff, that's there. Because what you say, kind of like my focus on these other aspirations, I know that those things will only hold me back. So the way I look at it is like I can go to the gym and train for 3 to 4 hours, or I could go have fun. And it's like, for me, what people always say is they're like, oh, they're like going to the gym, like, don't you get tired of that? I'm like, nah, like if I got tired of it, I would stop. Like I'm a normal human. If I didn't enjoy something, you know, I would stop it. I love doing what I love to do, so therefore I do more of it, and I like to put a lot of my time into it. So
yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool. You know, it's just like, if you think about it, like your, you know, your motivating factor of your faith, you know, kind of is not really about those things. Mm-hmm. And then your passion and your hobby is, those things are destructive to results, right? Yeah. So the two things that you really enjoy, your motivation and your outlet for your, for that thing, is they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. You know? So at you're 17 years old, I don't even know what you're going to accomplish. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be...
Yeah, I mean,
whatever it is going to be cool.
The logic of what you're saying is absolutely true. It just usually takes people 10 more years to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what I would have started talking about like 2 years ago. Right. You know?
We just had this conversation last week, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
We just
started
to focus in on what we really want to do.
And right. I think I got to get, I got to give all that to my parents, is they've always been 100% supportive in anything I want to do. You know, like, hey, like even before, you know, there was the Barbells for Boobs advocacy and Progenics. Like, if I wanted to go do, like, every time Youth Nationals came up, it's always in a different state. It's never been in Texas. So, like, I'm a junior now, and this will be the first year it's actually in Texas. So it's like, crap. Like, but, like, every time, it's always in some, you know, state, you know, up, like, it's far away. And so, like, they've always, it's always never been an option. They're like, hey, you know, I know you want to qualify. If you can, you know, we're going. Like, they've never put any boundaries on what I want to do. And so, you know, I got to love them for that. And so definitely they, you know, they give me the opportunities and definitely push me. So, like, every day is not easy. You know what I mean? Like, you necessarily don't want to go to the gym, like, every single day. Like, you get sore, you get tired, but you know, they're always there to cheer me on. They're all, like, I might be doing workouts by myself, but they're always, you know, like, you know, peeping their head in, asking how it went. You know, if I hit a PR, I go tell them first, send them a video if they're not at the gym, you know, stuff like that. So it's definitely been, you know, like you guys said, like, I found what I love to do, and it's just trying to get better at those things. You know, with the media, when I started love taking pictures on my mom's little like power shot camera, and then that slowly, like, I took a audio video class, kind of like Blair was saying, in my high school. And so it was like following tutorials on how to edit. And then I was like, okay, well, you know, editing's with video, and it's like video and photography, that all the compliments I ever got on photography, and I'm a pretty average photographer, I'm not great by any means, but always the compliments I got were the shots I was able to find. Video, it's the exact same thing. I just look for shots that people aren't looking for. And, you know, that obviously takes a lot of time, and, you know, you gotta like try and do stuff that people aren't doing. But all of that has come around just trying to learn more about editing, trying to learn about more about cameras, you know, the nitty gritty stuff about like aperture, ISO, and how they complement each other, and like cameras and stuff is just,
yeah, it's totally.
Like, yeah. It's definitely turned from a hobby into more of a job. And, you know, I love it. Like, I was telling Blair, like, every now and then, and I was talking with Chris from Progenics, shout out to Chris, that every now and then I got to do, you know, a project for myself. Like, you do a lot of projects and you get paid, like, you do weddings and you do stuff, like, and it's great. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, most of the money I get goes back and towards getting better equipment. And so, but every now and then you got to like stop and remember why you do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, same thing with CrossFit. Like, sometimes you got to, like, you hear people all the time after games, after regionals, like, evaluating why they're competing. It's the same thing through pretty much all aspects of life. You got to reevaluate like why you want to do things. And so, just, you know, but same thing with doing cinematography and stuff, is I'm just trying to learn and be the best I can be. Like, I mean, and that's the thing is with CrossFit, not everybody knows about CrossFit. With media and with videos, everybody knows about that. You know, everybody knows, you know, what they like to see and stuff like that. So,
well, I know that with you being out here from Texas for a little while, we're looking forward to using some of your talents and, you know, leaning on some of that knowledge. You know, it's kind of cool to have somebody who's 17 years old that we can just kind of – We can learn from, you know? That's really cool. If there's something that you do outside of cinematography, you know, working out, What is it? What's the thing that people don't know that you do? Maybe the thing that you do to unwind or de-stress.
Really, I'm a pretty lazy dude. Like, you take, like, if I went into CrossFit and media, I would probably be the most laziest person on earth. So, like watching movies, you know, like I love hanging out with my friends. Especially before I left, like, I was always at the gym and doing stuff. But, like, as it kind of came into realization that, like, hey, you know, I'm going to be out in California for the summer, really dialed in on, you know, hanging out with the bros and, you know, going out and just having fun, you know, just eating a bunch of chicken wings, watching movies, stuff like that. Just normal teenager stuff. Like, I, as much as sometimes people will say, like, I kind of sound like an adult, like, I'm still a teenager. I still like to, you know, hang out with my friends and have fun. So it's definitely, like, just, yeah, hanging, you know, sleeping. I love to sleep. Sleep is one of my favorite things to do.
Sleeping. All right.
Sleeping, eating, watching movies. I used to be big into video games. Yeah, I mean, I've gone through, like, all the phases. I used to skateboard. I used to do all that stuff, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm still an average teenager. I think I know what I like to do, and I try and be better at those.
Very cool, man.
Yeah. I feel like this is, like, totally off topic, but about, like, youth and teenagers.
Yeah.
Currently, like, the idea of what is normal for them, like, what's a normal activity that's not, you know, in the gym or working on media or whatever. I don't really know what that is. You know, I talk to some of my my friends that have teenage, like, you know, sons and daughters, and, like, I would have thought, like, a normal thing for a teenager to do would be, like, go to a movie, go to the mall, you know. Yeah. Whatever, just, like, be away from their parents.
Yeah, no, that still happens. Like, obviously, that's still, like, a thing, but...
Right, but it doesn't seem like that's, like, the thing. No. It seems like the most normal thing to do now is to, like Snapchat each other.
Yeah.
and, like, do stuff. And, like, be at home, but, like, interacting with your friends through the phone rather than, like, necessarily go out and get together.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my perception. Obviously, no, I would say hang out with a lot of teenagers, but
I would say that that's very true.
Is,
like,
it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely because of the world of, you know, social media, Twitter, Snapchat, all these things, like, you have, quote unquote, the world at your fingertips. And so you can communicate with people and, quote unquote, hang out with people, you know, by sitting right here on a chair and, you know, just texting them, FaceTiming them, you know, doing stuff like that.
Does that take the place of an actual hangout?
For me, it doesn't. Okay. I know for a lot of people it does, though. For me, like, I would never trade that. I would love, you know, far, you know, take hanging out with my friends versus, you know, texting them or Snapchatting them. You know, really, the only reason I do text and Snapchat friends is, you know, number one, if they live far away, like somebody like Dylan, Dylan Contreras, shout out to him. He lives here in California and I live in Texas. So obviously, if I want to communicate with him, you know, I have to text him or, you know, Snapchat him or Instagram or stuff like that. But if it's like friends at home, it's like the only reason I would Snapchat and text them is just to, number one, make plans or just to send them a funny meme or joke or something like that.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
That's way good.
Yeah. Well, very cool, man. I know that over the next, you know, month or two, we might even have you on the show again and just talk with you a little bit and
try to embarrass you a little
bit. Yeah, just see if you're learning, because I know, yeah, you said that it's good for young guys to hang out with older guys like Blair. And so we'll see how that's going. We'll get an update, you know, in like a month or so and just go from there.
Start, you know, writing a diary or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Day one.
Yeah.
When people want to follow you and what you're doing in the weightlifting world, CrossFit and media, where can they find you?
On Instagram, my username is thatguyphoenix_. On Twitter, it's just thatguyphoenix. And then also on my YouTube page, it's just my name. It's Phoenix Phillips. So have every now YouTube page is a little mix of different projects, but we actually have the Grease videos from this summer coming out on the Anywhere Fit YouTube page, so maybe we get some people directed at that. But yeah, definitely got some stuff coming out. So
cool. And I think most of you guys know where to find us, and that's on Instagram at BTB Podcast. You can guys go to our YouTube channel. You guys can check us out on the website btbpodcast.com and subscribe to our newsletter. Obviously, you guys follow Blair, follow myself on our different social media outlets, and we'll catch you next time.